One day after Americans Sean White and Danny Cass finished 1-2 in the men's snowboarding halfpipe, their teammates Hannah Teeter and Gretchen Bleiler won gold and silver in the women's halfpipe. After the first of the two runs under beautiful sunny skies in the final, Americans held the top three positions. But in what she described as the run of her life, Norway's Kjersti Buaas won the bronze, knocking defending champion Kelly Clark into fourth place.
I never thought this was possible. I heard that they said you were the last European to split the Americans. I'm like, oh, whole Europe is depending on me.
Winner Hannah Teeter, who also has a bubbly, free-spirited personality like many snowboarders, described her thoughts.
I just wanted to, you know, step it up and do my thing and just go as big as possible. And I was just caught up with energy and the rush of the whole scene here, and it felt super good.
So did her teammate Gretchen Bleiler, who won the silver medal.
It was an absolutely unbelievable day today. The Olympics and medaling at the Olympics has been a dream of mine since I was a little girl. And I worked so hard to get where I am today, and it hasn't been easy, not one day of it. So many ups, so many downs, but it's just an unbelievable feeling getting through all of that and accomplishing a dream and a goal.
Two more snowboarding events remain at these Olympics, the parallel giant slalom and the new event of snowboard cross, where competitors race on a special course with varied obstacles and terrain. Park Brewer, VOA Sports in Bardonecchia, Italy.